Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With Rach Jackson-Dean for The Drive Home this Tuesday afternoon. It is 13 minutes to 5, which means that it's time for Joy Law. Bum, bum, bum. Very serious.
It's not J Law. It's not J Lo. It's Joy Law.
Dum, dum. Can I say, Dean, before
yes.
we start,
yes, Chris,
I was so excited when I heard that intro.
Why, Chris? Why?
Olivia Benson.
Oh,
Law
yes.
and Order SVU. Can I say?
You're
she's
a fan
my
girl?
She's my person. I'm up to the 17th season. I'm not moving on from there. It's just not going to happen.
I feel like she is a lesbian girl crush for a lot of people.
Can I claim her, though?
Sure.
She's yours.
You're a lawyer. You can
done,
do what you want.
Done.
So welcome, Chris. Welcome, Jack from KHQ Lawyers.
Thank you.
Okay, last week I brought up, we were having a chat about children and adoption and that sort of thing for other parents. And I questioned that, do wills actually expire? And you said yes. And so that...
Blew your mind.
We need more information, please. Yeah.
Let's talk about wills.
And Jack is the person for that, right?
Thanks, Chris. Rachel, wills don't go off like a litre of milk in the fridge.
Oh,
what happens
goodness.
Is that if your will is properly drawn and properly signed, your circumstances as a human being can change.
Mm.
And what unfortunately happens is that a loved one that you may have left something important or valuable to has moved on from your life, or
yeah.
sadly they're now ill or deceased. So your will goes out of date and it needs to be updated. And the further point from that is that more than 50% of the population don't have wills. And the ones that have wills, assuming they're valid and done properly and well thought through, are probably out of date in the way we've just described.
So what happens, Jack, if someone does pass away and they don't have a will in place?
Okay. So what you impose upon the loss and the distraught survivor's emotional state is the following. No will. If the deceased had assets in their name, let's say a house, and we'll deal with that a little bit more in a second, someone has to go to lawyers who then have to go to court, who then have to get letters of administration and tear up thousands and thousands of dollars unnecessarily at the worst time in your life to do it.
So tell me, Jack, same-sex relationships as opposed to heterosexual relationships and more married. So married couples versus same-sex relationships or de facto heterosexual relationships, does there make a difference in terms of who gets the estate in the event of death and there's no will? So I'm talking kind of next of kin situations here. What's the law around that?
Well, let's talk about Victoria and his example. The Administration Probate Act doesn't really distinguish between the two, so that's on a level playing field, thank God.
Do I have to prove my relationship, though, if I'm in a de facto?
Yeah, and this is where it can get tricky if the relationship hasn't been around too long or there's ex-domestic relationship
so
partners
that are
hanging.
So we're back to proving it. We're back to proving our
another
relationships,
hassle,
really.
Another problem
okay.
at the worst time in your life.
Okay.
Is it enough to have just like a piece of paper and you go, I, Rachel Morrison, on whatever today's date is, say that my partner, Paige Cardona, is, you know, can have all my stuff if I die, signed Rachel.
Yeah,
is that good enough?
You see all the will kits and stuff in the post offices and things.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference, Jack? Like, why can't I just go and get a will kit and
fill then, it out? And then if I die, Paige can go, look, Rachel said so on this piece of paper.
Okay, Rachel, there is a formula for having a will signed that is almost universal. In fact, there's a double tax. There's a treaty of how an international one about, I think it's the Vienna Convention about how a will should be signed.
Mm.
And what you've described is exactly the wrong way of doing it.
damn,
sorry,
you fail rate.
All right.
I won't go into the detail because I don't want to put anybody to sleep while they're driving home, but there is a protocol that has to be happened. If it doesn't happen, you've got to prove in court an informal will is valid. More cost, more expense in the wrong time in your life.
So don't do that, Rach.
Yeah, not a good look.
How do people go about getting a will then if you can't just do it yourself?
Yeah, well, the will kit can be used. And that was a question Chris asked a moment ago. The trouble with that is I've found in my life when I do something important for the first time in my life, I generally mess it up. And you don't want to mess up your will.
No.
So for $29, you can go to the post office and get it. Some people are really good and have got tens of hours to think through and analyse it. But most people muck it up.
Mm.
That's my experience.
But Jack, when should you start seriously considering getting a will in place? Do you need to own a house, for example? Or should anybody will their, you know, their sentimental items as well? If they, let's say you don't have a lot of assets, should you still have a will in place?
Yes, I think you should have a will in place because what a lot of people often forget in same-sex couples, if there are no children and there's no significant assets, there can be a pet who looks after that. What happens to
that? Oh, so you can provide for your pet in the will?
Yeah.
That's an idea.
Superannuation, isn't that something as well that your will looks after is who then
gets the
superannuation?
Oh, that's a great question, Rachel. And that's a misnomer.
It's where all my money is. Got no cash dollars, but it's all in there.
The superannuation.
Yeah, and the other thing is that if you die, often your industry super fund has a death benefit as well. So there could be hundreds of thousands that come
Rach,
in.
Rach, you could be worth more than you know.
Now, you've hit on...
Don't give me ideas.
Let's keep this straight, yes. Rachel. Don't knock anyone off. So basically with super... Generally, it's not done by your will. Most industry super funds have a form called a binding death nomination, which is a separate document, and you have to fill that in properly, and that's separate to your will.
Wow. And if we were married, all of this stuff would kind of just be like, they would go, oh, yeah, you're married, so that person's your next of kin. Is that
right?
Yeah,
that's right, the next of kin. Where it gets complicated if the same-sex couple has children. And I can give you an example of that. Dean, we're going to pick on you for a change.
Oh, okay. Yep.
If you don't mind.
Pick away, Jack.
So Dean's got a house in his own name and he lives in it with his partner. He dies. Now, they do have a child from that relationship who's 4 years old.
This is all hypothetical. I have not got a four-year-old.
You can borrow my four-year-old.
There we go. There you go.
Listening audience, Dean has just turned the brightest shade of red.
I have a four-year-old. Not that I know of, anyway. Sorry, Anthony. keep going, Jack. Back to my story.
So there's no will. An act called the Administration Probate Act steps in and it says, right, this house is worth $100,000. First $100,000 goes to your partner. Mm-hmm. The next $900,000 that's left, a third goes to your surviving partner. But what a lot of people don't realise is when your four-year-old turns 18, they're going to get that $600,000.
Oh.
Your hypothetical.
Four-year-old that's going to
turn 18. Borrowed four-year-old.
So can you... I don't know what you were like, Dean, when you were 18, but when I was 18, if I would have got $600,000, there wouldn't have been a lot left of it by the time I was 20. And it's not a good look.
No.
The whole trick in terms of estate planning and getting your wills in order is to make sure that you're giving people money or assets at a time where it's a blessing and not a curse.
Yes.
If you give it to them when they're too young and too early in their life, you mess them up.
And the other... Sorry.
I was going to say, cause sometimes with celebrity children who've had famous parents pass, you sometimes hear stories of they get access to the family's...
Inheritance
in their late 20s or mid-20s.
Yeah.
It's not always, as you say, at 18 when you might blow it on a...
Look,
you
know, there are some,
car and a there,
there are some people that if they get a lot of money when they're 50, they'll still blow it.
Well, it's true.
You can't protect some people from themselves.
That would be me. Yeah. but the other thing is, you know, wills can provide for who's going to look after your kids,
yes.
you know, when you die if they're under 18. And the interesting thing is that even though you may say, I want so-and-so to look after them, I could say, Rach, I want you to be the guardian of my child, it's actually not binding, and anyone can go to the family court that has an interest in this child and say, you know what, actually, I want the kid to live with me, and there can be a whole fight about where the child's to live, because always the children's best interest is always the paramount.
So, go on, Rachel.
So if we want to get our wills sorted, if we've got listeners who think, okay, we've got important assets, we've got kids, we have a house, we want to get our wills sorted, how can they contact you guys and get that sorted?
So Dean, the email address?
We can email us at joylaw@joy.org.au, or you can reach out to KHQ Lawyers.
Yeah, contact@khq.com.au. And because we sponsor you guys, we give an initial half-hour consultation free, so you kind of know what's involved. I know!
What?
Free stuff from lawyers!
Oh,
get
I
out!
So say that you've heard Christina and Jack on Rach, Jack and Dean.
To get your freebie?
To get your freebie. Your free 30 hour.
Oh, wow. That's an extension.
I think the managing partner's just had a coronary. But yeah, good one, Rach.
Half hour consultation.
Thank you so much for joining us again, Chris and Jack.
Thanks,
from KHQ Lawyers. We look forward to seeing you again next week.
Thank you.
If you do have a question for the team from KHQ Lawyers, be sure to send us an email at joylaw@joy.org.au.
KHQ Lawyers offer private wealth advice for the LGBTI community that you can trust.
Our team has expertise in all areas of law relating to estate planning, succession planning, and taxation.
We provide a free 30-minute consultation with no obligations to you. We take a holistic view of your assets and family circumstances to provide you with a high-level analysis and suggestions of your next steps.
Leave a peaceful financial legacy for your family and loved ones without any legal fuss. Chat to KHQ about a succession plan today.
Find out more and get in touch at khq.com.au. KHQ Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.